and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Going to throw it deep, down long. There's Wesco! Catches it at the 40, off the race, and he goes! Touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Third and final hour, 8:25. Roy Philpott joins us, ESPN play-by-play voice, talking some college football. And we got some great guests coming in here today. Let me tell you about Eggs Up Grill. We dropped the ball, Sam. We've got some honored, distinguished guests with us, and we didn't have Eggs Up Grill cater it for us. I don't want to make these guys too hungry and talk about maybe a little recovery from a meal ball last night. But the way to do that is Eggs Up Grill. Eggs Up Grill does an awesome job. If you're tailgating tomorrow, you can call today. They can bring it to your tailgate tomorrow if it's early enough. Or you can stop by Seneca, you can stop by Clemson and get it done right. It's our great friends at Eggs Up Grill. If you have meetings, we always know this, the food's more important than the message at the meetings. Make sure you take care of your people, your medical sales and equipment people, you do all that, your coaches for pregame meals. Eggs Up Grill is a place that we would suggest in Clemson or in Seneca. It's so easy because of catering. They make it really, really easy for you. So we absolutely love that for sure. Military Appreciation Day. I got to thank Trey Kennedy, friend of the show, for setting us up with some great guests. And he said he's going to save the best for last. He's done that now. Major Brandon Irwin with us, Director of Officer Procurement. And then we've got Brigadier General Frederick Fredrickson joining us as well. Good morning, man. How are you guys doing?
Awesome, sir. Thank you for having us.
Oh, I appreciate you guys being here. Meal ball, a great one last night, an epic meal ball last night.
Incredible. Great. Absolutely incredible. It was fantastic to see all the people come out. Just veterans wearing uniforms that they probably haven't put on in like 40, 50 years. The ambassador came out. He was talking about it, that he tried to break out his uniform and shrunk over the years for some reason. He couldn't fit into it. So, yeah, it was great. The ladies looked absolutely beautiful. Yeah. It was just a spectacular event.
I'm sure the ladies stole the show, but there's something about a lady showing up with a guy in his dress, outfits and his uniforms, man. Makes her look a little bit better for sure for that. Major Irwin, you got some history with Trey, you said? You guys have known each other for quite some time then.
I do, yeah. We go back from our time as recruiters. Right. For officer recruiters, I was actually down in Baton Rouge, yeah. So a different Tiger land. Yeah. But this is my first time up here at Clemson. I'm ecstatic. I love it. I was telling Trey, I was like, man, you might have me sold on talking my kid into coming to Clemson one day. I'm extremely
impressed.
I will
tell you this. We're biased.
This place is great.
It's a great place. It's a wholesome place, and we got a great military background here, and so they get all that. Everything you need, they've got it right here. So send them for sure. How old are we talking about, by the way?
Oh, he's a little 3-year-old, so we got plenty of
time. Oh, man, we got a lot of time. Industry office, a lot of time. And all those. Yeah, you got plenty of time.
Little redheaded dude. He's wild.
Oh, that's great.
It's a blast.
Congratulations for sure. General, this is your first time here in the upstate of South Carolina at Clemson?
It is. And I got to tell you, so impressed. Went for a run yesterday, and it was just what a beautiful campus. That stadium. That's world class. That is world class.
Well, you're going to have world class tomorrow because that feeling you'll get. I know you've had so many highs. Both of you guys had so many highs in your military careers. But, man, tomorrow's going to be a big celebration.
Absolutely.
You're going to love that for sure. General, tell me, you have had the privilege of leading some great Marines in Afghanistan and in Iraq. I'll ask you first, obviously different missions, different parts of the world, different terrain. But leadership is leadership. Tell
leadership
me about the difference in those and all the battle. I mean, how many times have you been deployed, by the way?
15.
Is that something? All right. Tell me about the differences. I mean, battle plans are different, and obviously, goals are different.
Yep.
But is terrain as big of a deal as I've heard, the difference in what you're doing in Iraq compared to Afghanistan?
You know, absolutely. The mountains of Afghanistan, unforgiving. Iraq has some mountains up to the north and different things, but when you think of it, it is that kind of that desert area. Yeah. Few rivers, the Euphrates and the Tigris River go through it, but again, you can see for miles. Very, very different. Harder people.
Training different for that too, because
very, very
climates
different.
And the oxygen levels and all that. Is that training totally different?
Yeah, you go into Kabul, Afghanistan, and you're all going on patrol. You got your about 80 pounds of gear on, and all of a sudden you think you're in good shape. You're not. Yeah, that oxygen deprivation is real, and it hurts.
I got to tell the listeners, we're talking about weather here, and we're talking about weather there, obviously, and then we're talking about some beautiful weather in Clemson tomorrow, and then they tell me that the general was spent some time in Alaska.
Yes, sir.
So our cold is a little bit different. Everything is different, but man. You've seen weather then.
You know, I got to tell you, the weather in Alaska is good, but, you know, it's just you dress for it, yeah. and it's fine. But I would say the weather here in Clemson is much better. I don't know what you all did, but for the weather report
here. We knew
you
were coming.
I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate it, and it should be fantastic weather for a football game tomorrow.
Major Irwin, tell me about recruiting for the Marine Corps. We're talking about, my perception is, you're talking about a different, and I know you guys have pride in that, but you're talking about a different soul that you go out and recruit. Tell me about the challenges and the advantages of recruiting for the Marines.
Oh, absolutely. I will offer that the Marine Corps truly believes in putting our best and our brightest out on the recruiting force. First and
Absolutely.
Foremost, right? So I would say the Commandant and McRick, Commanding General, does a phenomenal job of making sure we have the right leaders out there to find the next future Marines. And I think that's what we do. We do better than not talking about the other services, but sure. We treat that as priority number one.
Well, do they know that they're inferior to compared to the Marines, or is that something you guys just know within?
It's just something that we take that personal pride. And during balls like last night, there's some good opportunities for a little smack talk.
Sure,
right?
You got to remind those guys.
That's what breeds the competitive nature. But it's always a challenge, right? It's all volunteer force. But we definitely look for the ones who want to do a little bit more.
One thing I learned about the Marine Corps from a friend of mine, his dad was a Marine, his brother's a Marine, and he was a Marine, is the competitive in the advancement of it throughout your career. I had no idea. I thought, you know, you could list and stay as long as you want to go, but there's competition as you advance to the Marine Corps now, right?
We want the most competitive people out there.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what I've personally loved about the Marine Corps and Marines is just the competitive nature that we have, right? It's very similar to being on a sports team your entire career, where we talk smack with one another and we both fight for the promotions that you name it. But whenever it comes time to go on deployments and go into battle, whatever that is, we're one team, one fight. But at the same time, we breed competitiveness against one another.
General, I was learning more about you. Trey sent me some great stuff that like you had some unique commands on ships.
Absolutely.
Obviously, we talked about terrains and all this kind of stuff, but instead of traditional, give me an idea of leading commanding a unit on a ship as opposed to maybe in a desert.
You know, one of the things is when you get on ship, the Navy is fantastic about this. They're moving us around the battlefield. They take these incredible warships, and they basically place the Marines where we need to go. The biggest thing that we do is we take our combat power, and we pack it up, get it onto a ship and project it forward, whether it's the Middle East, whether now we have a Marine Expeditionary Unit that's down in the Caribbean, right. That's protecting the southern border down there. It's absolutely crucial prior to getting on the ship that about 6 to 8 months of training kind of sets you up for all of the mission sets that you go out there and do it on ship. It's not easy. You're spread out on three ships and you're trying to command and control and do all this type of stuff. You rely on your leadership, your leadership that's just below you. That's really where it works out.
All right. How give me an idea of range of sizes of groups that you've led. So I mean, the smallest to say the largest.
Smallest is when I was a young enlisted Marine, I led a three-man team, and the last
you guys knew each other pretty good, I'd imagine.
Yeah,
if you get that close-knit,
right? it was good. That was good. And then the last unit I led a Marine Expeditionary Brigade, which is grew up to about 6,000.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. I read this quote one time, and I've been I knew when I read it, I said, I'm going to ask the next general I meet. You happen to have the unfortunate to get this question.
Sure.
Because you're the first one I've talked to since then. They talked about General Grant and how at night he would cry himself to sleep in these tents of after battles and seeing some of the destruction. And we're talking about an awfully bloody war that he was in. You're in a different situation. But the point was, and as a human, I get that instinct that he's leading and he's knowing these casualties are happening and these men are doing this. But I'd want to ask a general that. Can you does that mean something different to you? Like knowing that you've got these people's lives in your hand and you're going on these missions, that's an awful huge burden. And you're a human being. Like, I look at a general as like, you're this almost cyborg. The Marines have created you. But you're human. They're leading these men and these women into these really difficult situations.
You know, sir, I appreciate that question. I will tell you, it is the hardest thing to take Marines into battle because you love them. And we talk about love and we talk about pride and we talk about all this stuff. But in the Marine Corps, we absolutely love our Marines. We have to go look, you know, we go out, we talk to parents. We talk to relatives. We talk to them. Hey, we want you part of our team. But part of our sacred responsibility is to make sure that that Marine is trained to the utmost level. He is the finest tool, finest, sharpest tool in the drawer when he goes out there and does his business out in combat. So when he comes back or she comes back, they come back alive. And that's our most sacred. Yeah. But I will tell you, there are times that you have to sit there and take a hard look at it. It's like, hey, look, I may have to put that person into harm's way. Mm. And, you know, God forbid that you did not put every ounce of your strength, your pride, everything on the table to make sure that they're ready for it, and then they come back home safe and sound and go back and you know, watch Clemson football. Because it's a sacred responsibility. We take it very serious. But I could see General Grant's emotion through that, sir.
And that was obviously a different mission, different time than the casualties that we're talking about. Like, he's with the burden of that. But he always did it inside a tent. Like, his men would never see that.
Yes, sir.
But there's a burden, right, that you live with at night. And these are families. These are fathers and husbands and mothers and daughters. Like,
exactly, sir. Yeah. Even somebody who gets hurt during a training event, you know, and you know, seriously hurt, those eat at your soul a little bit, because you're like, what could I have done better, how could I have stopped that? And it does, it burns on you. But you just, like I said, it's all the thing that also gives me a lot of energy to make sure that I go out there every single day and give absolute everything I've got to make sure that they're trained for it.
Let's end on a higher note here, on a much brighter note. Have they prepared you? Marines are prepared. Have they prepared you for tomorrow? Like, do you guys know what you're going to see tomorrow? It's going to be really cool. A long day. I know you saw it last night too, but like, this is going to be a pretty cool day tomorrow.
I am absolutely, I don't know if I'm prepared for it, but I'm absolutely excited for it. I cannot tell you how excited I am to come watch a Clemson football team or game, especially in the stadium. It is. Just watching the people around here, they're already breaking out their sweatshirts. They're already breaking out their T-shirts. I'm seeing banners go up, the inflatable Tigers. And that's, you know, 48 hours before the game. Yeah. It's going to be amazing.
Us civilians, we don't say it enough. I try to tell Trey sometimes we do this. It's like, man, we thank you for your service for sure. But tomorrow is a special day because it's almost like Valentine's Day. Like, I want to say I love you 365. Thank you 365. But, man, on Valentine's Day, it's a little bit more special for you guys. So it's going to be great, man. I can't thank you enough for coming in and for your service as well.
Thank you, sir. Really, really appreciate
it. It's going to be a great day. Thank you, sir. General Fredrickson and Major Irwin, appreciate your time. Let's get these guys. I need pictures, man. Very few times that I get excited. I get a little starstruck. I get a little, what do you call that, Sam, where I've got a celebrity
struck? I think starstruck's a good one.
Yeah, I got to do that.
Getting a little nervous.
Sure. I got some text messages here from some Marines out this way, so thanks for representing that for sure. Let's take a short break, Sam. We'll come back. Roy Philpott's going to join us. We'll talk some ESPN play-by-play voice with him. Short break, getting ready for a great Military Appreciation Day. Much more on the other side right after this.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free.
QUO.com/SPORTS.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for 6 decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
Don't wait for your HVAC to break down. Keep it running strong with a maintenance plan from Estes Heating and Air. Their expert technicians make sure your system is running efficiently year-round, helping you avoid surprise repairs and high energy bills. With priority service and peace of mind, it's comfort you can count on. Call Estes Heating and Air today or visit estesheatingair.com to schedule your maintenance check today. Estes Heating and Air, your comfort is their priority.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
When your motors stop, your production does too. That's why companies like EMCOR rely on Industrial Motor Service.
Excellent customer service and highly knowledgeable staff. Taylor and the team are extremely quick to respond with solutions. I highly recommend Industrial Motor Service for all your motor needs.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Have you considered the legacy you'll leave behind for your family? The staff at Green Law Firm is here to help you create a legacy you'll be proud of. The best time to plan for the future is now. Whether it's a straightforward will, power of attorney, family trust, or another option, David Green is here to guide you in choosing the right path for you and your loved ones. Call today 864-271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal so he can start planning your family's legacy together.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Space. And when you're out there without
My great friends at Ingles want to do all your tailgating stuff for you. You got plenty of time. Go by Ingles today. Fill up with gas today wherever you're leaving. If you're coming into town for the weekend, going down to Columbia tomorrow for the South Carolina game, going over to Georgia for the Georgia game, fill up. Take care of it. If you wait in the morning, you get your little Starbucks at a lot of those as well. All of your drinks, all of your deli specials, all of your tailgating needs, the place to find it, Ingles. I love the prices. I love the savings. I love my Ingles Advantage card. Sam, how much did your dad save on gas the other day?
63 cents a gallon last week.
Oh, man.
He's still talking about it today.
That's getting him under $2.
He talks about it more than like me and my sister's accomplishments. This was the biggest thing of his year.
That gets him under $2.
I don't blame him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a lot of fun there at Ingles. So take care of it. We'll do our tailgating. They'll take care of us for sure over at Ingles. The play-by-play voice, ESPN, the big dog, Roy Philpott. Good morning, Roy. How you doing?
Nikki, doing well. Sam, doing well. Fighting off a little bit of a cold today. Uh-huh. It's been kind of hitting me at the end of the week, but we're here. We're ready to go.
All right. I got to be honest with you. You are the headliner a lot of times. It's Military Appreciation Day, and just now here in the studios, right before, I know you didn't get a chance to listen. Where are you, by the way, this morning?
Dallas. We've got SMU, Louisville tomorrow.
All right. You're back in your old stomping grounds there in Dallas. Roy,
yeah.
You normally headline it. Man, I got to tell you, we got Military Appreciation Day tomorrow. I just had Major Brandon Irwin in from procurement, a recruiting officer, and we had in Brigadier General Frederick Fredrickson, who has led on 15 different deployments as a general and leading these brave Marines in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the presence both these guys have, it's like, man, you're after Ricky Henderson today because those guys are incredible. So, man, what a pleasure that was being with those guys. Remind me, by the way, because I know I watched you last week, and my short term memory is terrible. Where were you last week?
Navy in South Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, and I watched it. And by the way, man, you had an upset. And I got to tell you, I know you don't pull for anybody, but, boy, it's so good to see Navy. And that offense was explosive last week. And to see, Blake Horvath and Navy get a really impressive win against a ranked team. Tell me about your game last week.
Yeah, I mean, they are in contention, I would say, for the college football playoff. And I've seen the numbers, and the playoff predictor has it at like 2%. But I think that's just because the schedule and who they have next week on Thanksgiving night against Memphis on the road. That's going to be a tough out. But they're in position to win the American. And I think the team that wins the American is going to be right there with JMU to have the best chance to represent the group of five in the college football playoffs. So, yeah, they played well. Horvath went down in the second half with an injury.
Yeah.
Then came back at the end on senior day. He gave way to Braxton Woodson, who played extremely well running the hybrid wing T and the triple option. And I think he rushed for a couple of touchdowns, nearly 100 yards. And, you know, I always have concerns about their defense, Mickey, and kind of where that fits in the equation. But offensively, Navy can match up with anybody. And, you know, whether they do it with the explosive play or whether it's 4 yards, 4 yards, three, and then they move it on fourth down, they can get the job done there. So I'm curious what happens next Thanksgiving night. They've got an extra week this weekend to get healthy with Horvath and a couple other guys who were banged up. But no, I it's a great story. They were knocking on the door last year. They're doing it again this year. Still nobody's talking about them. But if they win on Thanksgiving night, they're going to be right there in the American Championship game, I believe, and they'll have a chance to do some things.
What are the misconceptions of this thing? Because, you know, it's not air raid by any stretch of the imagination. Now, they did throw 19 passes last week, but we think about this offense, we think about this grind out and time possession. This is a big play offense. You know, Paul Johnson always talked about that. Because you saw two major, like massive plays last week, like long plays. Like, and the Carlo, by the way, was great. But you see big plays in this offense.
No, you do. And you and I have talked about it. Drew Cronic is Navy's offensive coordinator. He came in as the head coach from Mercer. And what he wanted to do was blend triple option concepts with pistol, spread formations, and taking shots with seam routes, deep ball, play action, like all the stuff. And so it's an offense that I don't know that it exists anywhere else right now. I'm a little surprised that Cronic's name hasn't popped up, to be an offensive coordinator at a Power Four school. Maybe it will at some point in time. Maybe he's got a chance to be a head coach again. I think he loves Annapolis. But, like, that's something to watch, in my estimation, because you're right. I mean, they they do have the option. They do have all the quarterback run game with a power counter, QB follow. And then there are all kinds of other concepts blended in that that give Navy a different dimension. Now, you got to have a player and a quarterback that can run it. And Horvath is a perfect match there. And that's not always easy to find because it's got to be a QB that, you know, is mobile but also has a strong arm, a live arm, and accuracy. And, you know, that's it's not like those guys grow on trees. So I think the way Drew Kronick described it to us last week, it's, you know, Horvath has allowed him to look like he knows what he's doing. And that offense is something that is one of the most creative units in college football. And that's what it takes, you know, at Navy to be a potential playoff team this year. That's what it has to happen, and he's got them knocking on the door at least.
Oh, I need that so bad, man. And I always, you know, you got a great game at Memphis on Thanksgiving, I think it is, and then and then the Army game there. So I always do this. I always pull for the underdog in the Army-Navy game. I switch back and forth, and I offend some of my Navy guys, some Army guys, but this one I'm doing the opposite because, you know, Army at 5-4 and 3-3, they're not in playoff contention, but I need Navy to beat Memphis. And to beat Army
the Army game.
Yeah.
See, here's what's interesting. There is, you know, you got the Memphis game. If they win that, there's some tiebreakers that could happen, but chances are they would be in the American Championship. So
right.
You play in the American Championship, you win, and then the playoff committee decides on the 12 teams that make it. The Army game is after all that. So the Army game, while you know, is the most important game on the schedule for all the service academies, Army, Navy. It is irrelevant as it pertains to the playoffs. So, you know, we ran this graphic at the end of the game last week. We call it Navy's mission plan, where they had to win that game against South Florida, which they did. They got to beat Memphis. Then you win the American Championship. Then the committee convenes, and then they have a chance to go to the playoff. And then they play Army. And then if you were in the playoff the next week, you would be, you know, likely the first round at, who knows, like Texas Tech or Notre Dame or something along those lines. The Army game doesn't count, even though it's the most important game on the schedule as it pertains to the college football playoffs. So Navy's ride potentially would be absolutely insane these next couple of weeks if they made a run to the playoff and then face Army and then had a playoff game. And look, I think it's something they made it. It really would, I think, unite the country in an unusual way because I think a lot of people like you and like me would be pulling for the Mids to have a chance to do something special in December.
No doubt about it. And the biggest games, you're talking about, like, really, you're talking about maybe three games that are massive and takes us back to maybe the – you have to Horvath, man, like, you're the stallback. Like, you're in the national scene now. It's got to be really cool.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's right. And Staubach, of course, won the Heisman Trophy and was an incredible face of the sport in college and, of course, in the NFL for a number of years. Yeah, Horvath would have a chance to do some very special things and kind of rewrite the history books if he was able to do that for the midshipmen.
Yep, no doubt about that. Did you get the cell phone number, by the way? I'm telling you, you got to do this. You got to embarrass. That might be the last
call. No, we didn't do that.
You're not doing. Are you doing it next week? You got the Thanksgiving night game?
No. We don't know where we are yet. I think, you know, there's so many games on 6-day hold, so that makes it hard to forecast, but the noon time slot on ESPN is typically where we land this time of year. So I think it could be Virginia Tech, or Miami-Pittsburgh. We'll just have to wait and see. That Thanksgiving night, though, we'll be watching, and I'm curious to see what Navy can do against Memphis.
I think you sell yourself short. He might be wanting your cell phone number. So,
well, I will tell you, we did get the follow on social media this week. So that was a man in the Philpott household, right?
Big day.
That wasn't the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, big day, man. No, that's great. And I know that's really one of the highlights of you know, and the great people you get to meet for sure. All right. So now you've got a big one. You're in your – for folks that don't know, you spent some time in Dallas, if my memory serves me correct.
Yeah, I lived here for about 2 years. It's funny, we're staying downtown, and I literally am staying – I would say about 50 yards from where I used to work in corporate America in downtown Dallas. That part's a little strange this weekend, but yeah, lived here for a couple of years right out of Clemson and worked for a big accounting firm for a couple of years before I figured out what I wanted to do with life.
All right, a lot at stake. ACC championship games at stake. Clemson took care of the Louisville aspect last week. I'm going to get you to talk about the game in a second. But yeah. SMU right now, obviously they'll be watching Georgia Tech. They'll be watching Virginia. They'll be watching the Georgia-Pittsburgh game and the Pittsburgh-Miami game next week. But we got to remind ourselves, SMU is 5-1 and right in the middle of this playoff. I mean, right in the middle of the ACC championship picture.
They are. And, you know, I was texting a little bit with some of their staff last night. Trying to land in Dallas in just a muck of thunderstorms and nonsense. And they're in position. And, Mickey, we talked to Rhett Lashley about a month and a half ago before one of their losses against TCU. And he just mentioned to us at the time how young they were, and he believed at that moment that they were going to be a vastly different team, an improved team, by the end of the year. And I think that's where we are right now. You mentioned just 5-1 of the ACC. So by default, yeah, they're in contention to reach Charlotte. They need a little bit of help down the stretch. That Virginia Tech game I just mentioned, they could really use Virginia Tech pulling off an upset next weekend in Charlottesville. And they need a little bit of tap dancing to happen with Miami, and I believe it's Pittsburgh next weekend. Yes,
yeah.
And then they can get there. So yeah, the percentages, if you look at what ESPN Analytics are saying right now, SMU's got about a 38% chance to reach Charlotte again in the ACC championship. They got to win tomorrow against Louisville, and that's going to be a big topic of our conversation, I think, starting the show tomorrow, is what is their path to get there, and then you know, what do they have to do on the field? Because this game tomorrow is expected to be very close against Louisville. You guys know, because we just saw it last weekend on Friday night, Louisville's just been heartbreak hotel. I mean, they've got three losses by a combined 7 points. Outside of the loss to Clemson, the other two came in overtime. And so, you know, they've had opportunities to have an incredible year and to be a playoff team. Now, are they a playoff team when you turn on the film and, you know, try to pass the eye test? I don't think so. I think Jeff Brohm in his heart of hearts would tell you the same thing. But they're a tough out. And, you know, every game that they've lost has obviously been extremely close. So I think SMU, they're going to have their hands full tomorrow. And, you know, we'll see. But, obviously, they're both playing for something, and for SMU, look, if they make it the championship game, they got a chance to go to the college football playoff back-to-back year. So nobody's really talking about that right now, but SMU does have a legitimate path to reach the postseason and to do some things. And listen, you got a quarterback like Kevin Jennings. You know, Clemson fans saw him up close and personal just a few weeks ago. This guy, he makes Patrick Mahomes type throws with the off-platform delivery. And his mobility, I still don't think he's been 100% this year, but you know, he certainly gives the Mustangs a bit of a chance to do something late.
Late October, Rhett Lashley agrees to an extension. I think he even signed the extension. Did, because there people were coming. There was a lot of talk about Arkansas. People were coming. Did it surprise you, and have you talked to him about that extension?
It did not surprise me. And we've talked a good bit this year. And what people need to understand, you know, especially as it pertains to Arkansas, that's not a great job right now. And I'm not telling you that it can't be a better job than what it has been for the last 15 years or so. But if you compare it to SMU, and even though Rhett Lashley went to school there and was raised in Arkansas and has all those ties to the high schools, here at SMU, man, he is backed with that old oil money. And look, in 2025, that matters more than anything else. SMU is basically paying the ACC to be a member of a Power Four conference for like the next 8 years, right? And so it's because they have the cash and they have the boosters to make it happen with NIL and all these other different things. So Rhett Lashley, we saw it a year ago, his path to get to the 12-team playoff is easier, is more simple than what it would be at Arkansas, where you got to go through who the heck knows what most given years. With these rosters in the SEC, there's more money, and Arkansas just hasn't been a consistent winner. I mean, when's the last time they won under Danny Ford, it feels like? Houston Nutt maybe had a couple of years where they were able to put things together. So it's not a great job. I was not surprised that he re-upped and signed the extension, because he's got everything he wants right here. And here's the other magical portion of what SMU is doing, and I don't know if enough people talk about this. SMU sees a lot of its local prospects here in the Metroplex, in the Dallas area, sign with Miami, sign with Southern Cal, sign with Michigan, Texas, whomever else. And then they go to those places. It doesn't work out. And those prospects, those four and five-star prospects, what do they want to do? They want to come back home. They want to come back to Dallas and to Fort Worth. Okay, if that's what you want to do, where are you going to play? SMU basically is the only game in town. No offense to North Texas. They're having a great year too. So this staff is just keeping tabs on all those players that signed to go out of state or signed to go to A&M or Texas, and they're telling them, okay, you put pen to paper, you go there, but remember us when you're unhappy and you want to come back close to home. And that's what they're doing. So, like, you look at their defensive line, their offensive front. I want to say all five starters for SMU's offensive line right now are out of the SEC, like Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas, and they all wanted to come back close to home. So they have a magic formula and like this secret ingredient recipe, if you will, of bringing in these top prospects that simply want to come back and play football close to home when it doesn't work out at the glitzy, glamorous school in the SEC or the Big Ten or somewhere else. And I think that's a formula that's going to continue to work because they got the money, they've got the revenue to be able to do it.
You know, I want to get into this later. We don't have time now. You mentioned Arkansas. You've done Arkansas baseball, I think. I know you've done Arkansas basketball. Like, those, that's not – it's crazy how, like, the Pittsburgh Pirates are small market, but the Steelers aren't small market. Like, Arkansas baseball is – same thing Mississippi State. And so, you know, you kind of use that model. I know football's a different animal through all that. We can talk about that later. 12 noon tomorrow, ESPN2. Louisville and SMU should be a great one. I'll tune in as I always do, and can't wait to hear it, man. And then let's talk, Mike, middle of the week to find out where you are and your holiday plans and see if we can get you on either before or after Thanksgiving Day.
Yep, that works, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Hope you feel better, buddy. You feel okay?
How does the voice sound? Is the voice okay?
It sounds great.
Hanging in there.
It's a little nasally, but that's okay. Yeah. You know, Willie Nelson made a bunch of money in the state of Texas over there with a little nasally voice. So, you know, Lone Star State, they might be used to that. So.
We're going to power through with some Starbucks and a medicine ball. Hopefully that'll get us through the game tomorrow, and hopefully it's better by tomorrow, but I appreciate it.
Emergency. Take some of that stuff. Get that vitamin C into you. Have a great call, buddy, and I'll text you later in the week or early next week and find out about a schedule.
Yep, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Roy Philpott, ESPN, noon tomorrow, Louisville and SMU. Final segment of the week. I tell you what, hadn't heard from people in a while. Let's get some phone calls, some text messages. Love to do it in the final segment of the week.
Have you heard the phrase, the calm before the storm? Well, that mold in your bathroom or ceiling stains might be a warning sign of roof damage that could cause bigger, costly issues in the future. Give yourself peace of mind, knowing your roof's got you covered with the best protection throughout all of the seasons. Don't ignore it any longer. Fix it with one simple call today. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists, 260-0080. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialist, 260-0080.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of entertaining. Get your fireplace ready for the winter season by shopping at Kraft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Gas logs, fireplace doors, fireplace screens, fireplace tools, fireplace grates, and every fireplace accessory. Over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs are on display now. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too. Done!
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
As the days get shorter and the weather turns colder, Harbin Lumber Company wants to thank our neighbors for another great year. We're proud to be part of this community, helping families, builders, and friends create something that lasts. So from all of us at Harbin Lumber, bundle up, stay warm, and have a happy Thanksgiving. From our family to yours, we wish you a season filled with gratitude, warmth, and good company. Harbin Lumber Company, helping build dreams since 1917.
Turn on the fun and see where the light takes you. Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery is easy to play with tons of chances to win. Pick a number from 1 to 15 and you could win up to $2,500 or play all 15 numbers and you're guaranteed to win. So let the good times glow with Cash Pop, the light of the party. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Go Tigers!
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our eight locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Elevate your golf cart experience with Golf Cart Service, proudly serving Spartanburg and the upstate of South Carolina. Whether you need rentals, leases, or access to our extensive club car inventory, we've got you covered for both fun and business. Our mobile service truck ensures hassle-free maintenance right at your location. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, or call 864-574-4616 to discover easy financing options and more. Golf Cart Service, simplifying your ride with convenience and expertise.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Final segment of a Friday before Military Appreciation Day. And, man, we've had all kinds of guys stopping by and seeing us. Now I've got, I think I'm right by saying this, Jeff Callen joins me. Jeff, we are talking about a Senior Associate Athletic Director in Charge of Communications. That's a long title. You're an important dude. You got a long title.
Hardly important. Sometimes we just keep adding those words in there, but you know, we do try to keep finding it. You know, it's not like the old days with Tim Beret with just sports information director, right? That was pretty catch-all.
Do we still have sports information offices or those communication offices?
We have rolled into that, yeah. Okay. So as we've sort of added over the years of social media, photography, videography, in-venue content, all that thing, sports information expanded.
Yeah. And they got a good man in charge of all of that. I'm going to take some phone calls in this segment, but I want to ask you, I learned something all the time. I learned something from you today. Flyovers.
Yeah.
During the government shutdown, I didn't think about it. We didn't have flyovers.
Yeah, that's right. And just kind of due to that, a lot of the times those get coordinated in conjunction with some of the military bases or through kind of a specific area that they were not doing the flyovers during that time. And so expect one to be back this weekend. And I think this weekend we're going to have the Boeing C-17 Globemaster 3.
Oh. How about that?
Yeah, coming out of the Joint Base in Charleston.
A lot going on, buddy. A lot going on for sure. All right, let me get a bunch of phone. You want to take some phone calls with me?
Let's do it.
Let's get some phone calls for sure. Dave's been hanging on. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for your patience, man. I got about 2 minutes apiece for you. Go right ahead.
All right, good deal. We'll be quick. Hey, no, appreciate the flyovers. Those things are great. I love what Roy said about Lashley going out and basically re-recruiting those that he lost out on going to the glitz and glamour. And my question is, Do we do that here at Clemson? Do we go back out and keep tabs on those guys that we may have lost on the first round and then come back and try to re-recruit them on the second round? And I'll take it off the air, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dave. I think Jeremiah Alexander answered that question. Clemson had a commitment from him. He took the NIL money to go to Bama. Didn't work out at Bama. He's back at Clemson now. So I think that and then creating relationships. An assistant football coach told a buddy of mine the other day, because of NIL, it's easier now to create relationships because everything's transactional. So that's easier to do now than before. But interesting question there. Tennessee Tiger, got about 2 minutes, man. Go right ahead. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey. Now, I'm not going to talk sports for the first little short segment here. Right. A few weeks ago when you had to miss the one day and then you brought that up on the air and talked about it, and then you talked about it with, you know, Dr. Martin. So I was going to text something. If you have that issue again, you can eat some bananas. Just eat a banana.
All right. And that's it. Just bananas.
Well, you've got some options, but you don't drink anything that's dairy, but you can eat some yogurt. All and right. There's a lot of fiber in apple, but you don't eat all these at once. And you can eat.
I needed something to eat.
Because I've had that, and you can get some Gatorade, which has some electrolytes in it.
Yeah.
Or you can just get some that Pedialyte, since you've got. Your daughter there, and your wife would know about that.
Yeah. Jeff will tell you here, Jeff's got three, I think. Man, you got three, right?
I do. That's right.
They live in Petri dishes when they go to this stuff here. I appreciate the phone call, Tennessee Tiger. They live in Petri dishes, and so they bring all this stuff home. I had either a Nora or a Rhoda. I don't know the difference, but anyway, it was a weight loss program I had for a day or two. I got a quick banana story for you. Matt Riggs, former Clemson safety, and Angelo Fox, a big 300-pound nose guard, they're having these body cramps at practice in the late 1980s. Matt's telling me, he goes, man, I'm telling you, I'm doubled up. Every muscle in my body, I'm cramping up. I'm having a body cramp, which I've never had before. It's amazing. And Coach Ford walks by. And oh, by the way, they spent the night in Redfern, both these guys. They take them to Redfern, give them IVs, and get them back. They missed a whole week, whatever. And then Coach Ford walked by and goes, Riggs, what's wrong? And he says, I'm cramping, Coach. And he goes, well, eat a nanner. It's like, I don't know, man. It seemed like Redfern and IVs work better than the Nanners from Coach Ford those days.
Take all the care you can get, man, at this point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you see my world now. I got advice from everybody. Two more minutes with each of these last couple of guys. Hey, Butch, thanks for hanging on. How are you doing this morning?
All right, Mickey, man. How you doing?
Blessed. Very, very blessed. Feel like $1 million.
That's right. That's right. Hey, I got a statement.
All right.
For the caller that called in a couple of days ago about his grandchild or child having a vision problem.
Yeah, baby Hens.
Well, I just want him to remember that, you know, the Lord told dude spit mud, rub it on his eyes, and he could see. Mm. Well, with that being said, I just want that man to know that if he'll keep that child in the Lord and keep that child's vision of the Lord, that child will have all the vision in the world.
No doubt. No doubt. Well said. My wife made a great point when she was texting, in tears, she texted the situation. She's like, well, the one thing I know is this baby is surrounded by love and a bunch of people that love him. So great stuff, Butch. I appreciate that for sure. And we'll keep you updated there for sure. Jersey Jack, thanks for calling in, man. How you doing?
Doing great. On our way to Walker, of course.
There you go.
Hey, pretty good picks last week with Sammy and Gideon.
Yeah.
This week we're going to go with Peter Woods and T.J. Moore to show out. A little disappointing soccer game last night. End of the season for the men's team, and the women's team is going to play tonight at 6 o'clock at Vanderbilt, so we'll watch that on TV tonight. Shout out to my son, Michael, who is driving into town, former president of the Student Veterans Association, so he's going to come in for Military Appreciation Day. Awesome. And have a great day tomorrow. So let's have a good win tomorrow, Mickey, and have a great weekend.
You too, Jack. Play well today and enjoy this weekend for sure. Big win up in Vanderbilt tonight. Lady Tigers take on top-ranked Vanderbilt. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. Good answer. Brad Hughes, good answer. Allstate 2923-001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Jeff, you don't know this. You got to come up with a two-minute drill.
I got one.
All right. Does it have anything to do with tomorrow?
Sure.
Okay. Well, give it to me, because I was going to ask you that. Give me a rundown, man, and we got about a minute or so, but a minute and a half, but give me a rundown. There's a lot of stuff going on tomorrow.
We got a ton of stuff going on, and it's really been Military Appreciation Week on campus, right. And so there's been events going on all week. But, you know, tomorrow the displays back on Bowman are back, so there's going to be military vehicles, Chinook helicopters. I think a Lakota is going to be out there so that you can go around with the kids over on Bowman Field and check out some of the military vehicles, which I know we all love doing. And then, you know, we really want people to get to the stadium and get in there early. We've got, you know, sort of the traditional military appreciation pieces that we do. And then, you know, some people, too, maybe they've seen it, maybe they haven't, but go visit, like, the MIA chair, the POW MIA chair that's there at Memorial Stadium that went up 2 years ago. You know, certainly the halftime ceremonies that we do are, you know, I think it's ones that man, just brings so much pride and remembrance, and I think strikes like a really good tone in that. And so if folks haven't been to that military appreciation game, whether you love the Paladins, Tigers, or anybody else, it's a really cool opportunity to honor the military. And like I mentioned earlier, do have a flyover coming in for this one again as well.
And so senior day?
It is senior day
as
well.
And some purple outs and
that's
all
right.
That.
That's right. Purple seniors going, and you know, that list always stays in motion a little bit. You know, where we go right up until.
Hey, we're going to vote on 5 for 5 in December, right? Are we getting? Is that a vote coming up?
I think it's pretty unlikely to go through. I think that's going to hold for the time being, just because of the number of. I think it's like 38 or 39 eligibility lawsuits that are ongoing right now. So I think they're going to kind of hold on some of the eligibility pieces right now.
Yeah, I thought we'd have more lawsuits than that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't see how you keep up with all that stuff.
Billable hours stay undefeated.
Yeah, for sure. Sambo, skip the music. 2 minute drill. What do you have for me?
Women's soccer tonight. Tune into that. I believe it's at 6, like you said, postponed from last night when it would have been at 8. Charleston Classic for basketball tonight. Tune into that. Last year they won their little, you know, MTE early in the season. Beat Penn State, beat San Francisco, an opportunity to do
that's
it
a good
again
feel. Tell me about
year.
We talked a little bit about West Virginia. Georgia's off to a good start.
Yep,
Xavier, Georgia. I don't know. Xavier off to a good start, Sam?
Georgia's got Blue Kane, who's one of the best players in the country to open the season. RJ Godfrey revenge game if we get there.
Right.
Xavier's got Richard Pitino, former head coach down in the Mountain West. Obviously, he's been a couple other places, Minnesota. He's in there now. They haven't had a great start to the year. Clemson is as good as anyone in this team in this tournament. Expect a rock fight tonight. Top 20 in the country are West Virginia under their new coach in defensive efficiency. Going to be a grit and grind game, which Brad loves those. So yeah. I like their chances.
Hopefully so. And I know they have a nice Charleston. We go to the Charleston Clemson Club every year. There'll be a big crowd there down in Charleston, hopefully for both games coming up. You can hear both those games here all weekend long for sure. Hey, Eric Newton, EricNewton.com for all your real estate needs. EricNewton.com does a great job for you. You need anything in Clemson for all those coming to town, man. You know, it's a as General Fredrickson said, it's a beautiful part of the country. He didn't know about it. Well, it's not a secret anymore. You want to have that next house in Clemson, you need that real estate agent in Clemson. You can do that with Eric Newton and EricNewton.com. Let me thank a bunch of folks. Jeff, thanks for coming by, man.
Yeah,
baby's good? All
yeah.
Three, right?
Everybody's great.
Ages, what do you got?
We got 9, 6, and 4.
Woo!
Yep.
Will they go tomorrow?
Prime time.
They get all this stuff tomorrow, maybe?
My middle has her first gymnastics meet of the year, so we're splitting time tomorrow. Yep.
All right. Well,
yep.
Good luck in the first gymnastics meet. Let me also thank Scott Reimer, who was in Bandon, Oregon. checking in from the former Tiger pregame show. Josh Williams got us caught up with everything in Las Vegas and the latest lines there. Jonathan Monts talked to some duck hunting with us today. Roy Philpott gives his game tomorrow. He's in Louisville. He's in Dallas for Louisville and SMU. And then I loved having Major Irwin and General Fredrickson on with us for Military Appreciation Day, which is really, really cool. Sam, I won't see you, man. You're gone next week.
Yep, it's going to be nice and cold.
Have a great Thanksgiving, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate all you do here for sure. And then up next, I messed up yesterday because it was you and John. Still two of my favorite people, but two of my other favorite people.
It is Faxon today.
Yeah, Faxon and John. They're at Chick-fil-A today.
You bet.
So stop by and see those good folks. Have an unbelievable great weekend. More importantly, tune in on Monday. That's when we will see it right here on the radio.